Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for the sermon this morning is the epistle reading, the reading from the letters from 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. So far, our sermon text. Let us pray. Surely, Heavenly Father, these are your words. And they are the truth. We pray that you would set us apart from this defeated and dying world for yourself, for that eternal victory that your Son won for us. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed in Christ, it's been almost 30 years now. But I bet many of you can remember the scene that you saw on your television sets. The Iraqi people in the streets proclaiming victory over America in the mother of all wars, waving their flags and cheering. Didn't make any sense, did it? It's like Minnesotans throwing the windows open on that first 40-degree day thinking that winter's over. It's crazy, unrealistic optimism. In some ways, the world must see us Christians like that. 2,000 years ago, the man that was our leader was killed on the cross of Calvary. And yet we commemorate and we celebrate that event during the season of Lent each year, and especially on Good Friday. There's no body in the tomb, no grave to remember our fallen Lord, and yet we are overjoyed about that. Believers are persecuted the world over, and yet we sing of our triumph. We live in a defeated land. Sin has ruined it. All creation groans with its pain, Paul says. To these eyes, Christians often appear pitiable and defeated, leaderless, hopelessly behind the times. And yet, by faith, we see that we're actually victorious. More than conquerors in Christ, our message is always timely because it's eternal. But life is hard here. So hard that oftentimes serious questions come into our minds. How can I live victoriously when I'm unsure? How can I live victoriously when I'm afraid? How can I live victoriously when I'm disobedient? God doesn't want us to live downcast and defeated, even though we live in this defeated land. He has made it possible for us to live victoriously in this defeated land by faith. He wants to give to us the richest and most perfect blessings through his word. And indeed, our readings this morning answer each of these questions. How can I live victoriously when I'm unsure? Who among us hasn't asked that question if not out loud, in the privacy of our own thoughts. Every day, turn on the news, we read about these terrible tragedies in our world. Our news outlets are becoming so biased that many people just throw up their hands wondering what in the world the truth really is anymore. Sometimes we wake up in pain. Sometimes we never actually fall asleep in the first place. There are times when our faith is challenged and we feel unsure about things. But there are even tougher challenges to our faith than these external things. In today's world, the extremes of apathy and superstitious spirituality are the worst. The worst challenges to our faith come from within, not from without. Most people today are living in this defeated land and just living out their lives, deprived of any knowledge of Christ's victory, unsure whether God loves them, because they just don't care whether he does or not. Spiritual apathy. Do you realize how important your faith is, fellow Christians? It's the most important thing that you have as a possession. God requires nothing in return for that great gift. And yet, when we're not ready and willing to give up everything and spend our whole lives in service to our faith, we give way to the enemies of Christ. And they sow seeds of uncertainty in our hearts and diminish our faith. The devil and the world and our own sinful flesh, they want to drag us down into the muck of uncertainty and drown us in the mire of this defeated world. They will get you dirty with their mudslinging every day of your life, but you don't need to wallow with them. Repent in faith. Turn away from the sin of apathy. Run to the certainty of God's word. Don't go to the other extreme either, that superstitious spirituality. Many people today are spending their lives looking for fancy new ways to avoid this defeated world. Many people are looking to soar above it all. Just avoid it. And so they turn to these fanciful hopes and ideas that have no basis in reality whatsoever. Many ignore the spiritual carnage all around us and try to seek ever higher emotional highs, ever more tantalizing false teachings, things that are interesting, things that other people don't know. Well, I know I can't live with these uncertainties, and you can't either. We can't make up our own certainty. We need the facts, the truth to live by. We must repent in faith and turn away from falsehood when we recognize it and run again to the certainty of God's word, which is at the middle of our lives as Christians. It's the truth. He speaks to us not with uncertain whispers, but with certain truth in his word that never changes. John says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. Listen to the Lord. And God will replace the doubt with truth. Calm your anxious heart. Bring life to death. Listen to him. He says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? But I'm afraid. How can I live victoriously when I'm afraid? You know, I visit a lot of people in hospitals. I see disease frequently. That can be frightening. Sometimes I wonder whether every mole on my skin looks a little bigger after living here in Arizona. Every skipped heartbeat is dreadful. Every cold could turn into pneumonia. Every grain of salt, a heart attack. I spend a lot of time with our congregation, and I see how the enemies of Christ twist and tear people away from God's word, and it's frightening. And I wonder, could that happen to me? How can I live victoriously when I'm afraid? Well, I can live victoriously because I will live eternally in Jesus. I will live victoriously because I have heard the word and know the love of God by faith. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, John says, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. I can look past that stone at the mouth of the open tomb because Jesus is not there. He's alive forever. He's not some ghost. He's not some philosophical construction that helps us get past the idea of dying. Jesus is honest to God alive. That's the message of this Easter season. Nothing could beat him. No sins. The devil couldn't do it. Death was swallowed up in his resurrection. There's no enemy too powerful for our God. What do I need to fear when he is with me? I will live forever because of him. I hope you're thinking that to yourself during this whole season. I'll be made perfect in him. When I die, I'll find peace in him because he won the war. The strife is o'er. The battle is done, we sing. Let us turn to our living Lord Jesus Christ and listen to him, the author and finisher of our faith. We will still know fear, it's true, because we still have that sinful nature living in us. But in him we have forgiveness, and in him we have overcome the world. No need to be afraid. But will Christ have me? How can I live victoriously when I know I'm disobedient? I look at my life and I'm struck by how many times I have let my mind stray to idle thoughts when I found comfort that others got their comeuppance. Rather than turning with love toward those who oppress me and annoy me, I've turned with vengeance in my heart. I've disobeyed God. We all have disobeyed him. How can we claim Christ when we've done things that are so ungodly and unmerciful? Well, the answer is simple and yet so hard. We cannot live victoriously with the guilt of sin upon us. We cannot continue in that disobedience and claim Christ. In our God-given faith, we must turn away from those alluring sins. Why would we want to hang on to them when they would mean our defeat? Let us die to sin and live to Christ. Return to him in repentance. He will take you back and enfold you in his loving arms and protect you. That's what his grace is all about. Meditate upon his commandments and ponder them day and night. Make them your delight, because in Christ, that's what they are. It's our delight to listen to the Lord and to do what he has told us is good for us to do. We can live victoriously, even though at times we are disobedient, because Christ has won our forgiveness and given us hearts of faith that seek to be ever more obedient and to serve him more fervently. Even though we live in this valley that's overshadowed by sin and death, we live victoriously in the light of God, which even now is shining and dispelling the darkness. This world has no power over you because we live in the sure hope of eternal life. As you make your way through this Easter season, remember the empty tomb. Remember that Jesus lives. Remember the victory that he has won, and let that give you certainty and dispel your fears and order your thoughts in the name of our risen Lord. Amen. Please rise. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.